Hello everyone, I'm Jane. My first story is the main headline, which is continued further on in the paper. The headline reads, Blaze Cafe owners thank community for support. Community rallies to help cafe devastated by blaze. The community has rallied to support a cafe which was devastated by fire. The 900 Cafe in St Mary's Street, Wallingford, was damaged in the blaze which broke out on Wednesday of last week. The fire service was called to deal with the incident at 7:25 a.m. and sent multiple emergency vehicles to the scene. The fire was quickly put out, confirmed in a statement by Wallingford Town Council at 9 a.m, but considerable damage had already been done. The building is still being assessed before reopening can be considered. It is not yet known what caused the blaze. Joint business owners Gabrielle and Andrea Matai released a heartfelt message following the fire. They said, "Most of you will have seen online that our beloved cafe suffered a devastating fire. As we come to terms with this and make plans, we would like to thank all of the community for the kind messages and support, as well as big thanks to the firemen who helped so fast and kept the building safe. We very much appreciate all of your support and we will continue to keep everyone updated." The authentic Italian 900 Cafe had become a favourite in the town and owners were preparing to reopen the business after a short break to visit family. Although the extent of the damage is not yet known, it has been confirmed that the upper floors were burned through, including an original wooden beam, and there was significant water damage in the ground floors. Nina Sarpong, owner of the neighbouring business Runwise Sport, has set up a GoFundMe page to get the couple back on their feet. She said, "Gabrielle and Andrea are a lovely couple who have truly embraced our Wallingford community, and the 900 Cafe was much loved and a must place to visit for delicious breakfasts, home-cooked lunches and truly scrumptious homemade cakes. The couple who have a two-year-old daughter have uncertain times ahead, not knowing how they will be able to support themselves financially going forward and are looking at what other options will be available to them. We are all hoping that they will be able to renovate and reopen quickly, as we all miss them. In the meantime, we are hoping that the wonderful Wallingford community will be able to come together and help them out with raising some funds to help slightly ease the stress and financial worries at this difficult time." She said Gabrielle and Andrea expressed how excited they had been to reopen after their break, having just repainted inside, restocked and installed new equipment. And there's a lovely picture of Andrea and Gabrielle Matai, co-owners of the 900 Cafe, with some rather yummy looking cakes in front of them.